What we're talking about is late night and early morning low clouds. With a chance of fall, chance of showers into the afternoon, with variable high cloudiness and gusty winds.
That's right. Definitely expecting some clouds today. Rain possible the rest of the day as well. Winds will certainly be gusty. I'm Ariel Van Cleve in for Bellamy Palethorpe this week. And on this Friday, we check in with our weather expert, Cliff Mass. In just a bit, we're going to talk about a new study that predicts more mild weather days ahead for the Pacific Northwest. But first, Cliff, what should we expect over the next couple days?
Well, first, what we'll expect in the next few hours, a really tight little low is right off the coast. I can even see it on the weather radar. And that's going to move north of us during the next few hours. And the implications are pretty substantial. The winds are going to start accelerating. I mean, it's going to get breezy here, starting probably between 9:30 and 10, peaking 11, maybe 12, and then declining later in the afternoon. And some places will get winds gusting to 30 to 40 miles per hour. Maybe you have even a few higher gusts.
Wow.
In favored locations. So it's going to get pretty breezy. It's the breeziest it's been for a while. And so you keep that in mind if you're around trees or you're worried about your power going out. I'm sure some people will lose power during the next 3-4 hours. So it'll be a good blow. But that's the last of the weather systems this week. Right now, you know, it looks like after that low center goes through, high pressure is going to build in over the region. And so Saturday, it's going to be a transition day. Temperatures getting up into the mid-40s, partly cloudy, maybe a few sprinkles in the morning, but nothing serious. Sunday, the ridge builds up even more, and the temperatures will be in the mid to upper 40s. I think it'll be partly sunny, so there'll be some sun, a really decent day, the nicest day we've had. And then the ridge hangs around into Monday and Tuesday, and amazingly, the temperatures are to climb into the 50s. You know, probably 53 to 55 is not unreasonable for the high temperatures in western Washington on Monday and Tuesday. So it's going to feel spring-like.
So it's going to be warmer. We're going to see some sunshine. And that sounds like a really nice change of pace for a lot of us. And there's a new study that actually says we could be expecting more days like those. Weather in the future could actually be more mild because of the effects of climate change. Is that right?
That's right. So what this study did is it took a look at a global simulation, a global climate model simulation, a very good one, looking to the future. And they try to figure out how many mild days we'd see in the future. How will that change? And their definition of mild would be temperatures between the upper 60s and the mid 80s, a day that has less than 0.04 of an inch of rain, and a day that's not too humid, so a dew point less than around 68 degrees Fahrenheit. And what they found is that there are winners and losers. Places that are warm, like near the tropics or the subtropics or Miami, those kind of places are going to have less mild days by far. Summer days are already not mild, but a lot of the spring days will get warm as well. But then there are the winters, the places that are cooler today, where you have relatively cool spring times, and those places will see a big increase in the number of mild days. And the biggest winter in the United States is our area in Seattle. We'll see so many more days in the fall and winter becoming mild. And then the summers, we have a little bit less mild days, but not much. And the reason for that is we have the ocean nearby, and the mild air coming off the ocean will keep our summers still pretty reasonable.
This kind of sounds like the opposite of what we tend to hear. Weather is usually discussed as getting more extreme for a lot of folks with climate change. And I'm wondering, are we still going to see any negative impacts in this region despite the fact that we're going to be experiencing more milder weather?
We will. I mean, our temperatures here will be more comfortable as global warming occurs because we're a relatively cool area. But we will see some negative impacts. Probably the most important one will be precipitation. These climate models suggest that the precipitation will get heavier. The heaviest precipitation will get heavier. The atmospheric rivers that give us those torrential rains in the mountains and in the lowlands, those will get stronger. So heavier rain means more potential for flooding. The other thing that we can't forget is snowpack. global warming will reduce the snowpack in the mountains, which will lessen the water available for the autumn and late summer periods. So there are definitely negatives around here. But we are fortunate because of the ocean and our relatively cool climate that at least temperatures will not tend to become extreme and we'll have more mild temperatures in the future as the planet warms.
All right, Cliff. Well, thanks so much.
Sure, Ariel.
Professor Cliff Mass teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, knkx.org. We talk with Cliff every week at this time on Skype. I'm Ariel Van Cleve, 88.5 News.